Hello, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Steve, Sharpie, Chris, and Lauren.
Welcome.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hello, 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 howdy. All right. This is going to be a good show. This is going to be interesting. On today's show, notice how I jumped right in. On today's show, we are going to be talking to and about Disney haters.
The anti-Disney. Dun, dun, dun.
That's right.
Seriously, who doesn't like Disney?
My in-laws don't like Disney.
My husband.
This was the inspiration for the show. I was talking to Lauren, and you know, Lauren's husband came down last week, and Lauren was there. And I said, we need to do a show about this because I'm actually planning a trip next week with my in-laws, and they don't like Disney. In fact, their idea of the perfect vacation is going on a rustic yoga retreat somewhere in rural Mexico and eating macrobiotic food.
I have an idea.
Ew.
For you. I have an idea. Take them to Discovery Island. Just take them over there.
And leave them?
Just drop them off.
Let
the mosquitoes take care of them.
I have never planned a trip this extensively. Like, you know, I'm the one who likes to wing it. I have a few dining reservations, but otherwise there's not a lot of, you know, of planning that I personally enjoy doing for myself. And what I noticed and what I was telling Lauren today was that I made 5 dining reservations for dinner for 5 nights in a row. And all but one is a character meal. And I don't even like character meals. So I'm sure this is some passive aggressive thing where I'm getting back at my brother-in-law for something maybe that happened like 20 years ago. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to be sending – and in fact, every time I – make another reservation, I tell Kevin, hey, guess what? We're eating at Park Fair.
Well, no, you need to take them to, it sounds like you got to take them over to Animal Kingdom Lodge or Kidani.
Well, that's where we're staying.
Yeah. You need to show them the nice part of Disney, the relaxing part
of
Disney.
I'm trying, but I don't.
You need to do restaurants in hotels that have good meals show them the relaxing side of Disney.
But then I'm taking and I'm going, if I only do a 1 credit, then I'm going someplace like Kona or Grand Floridian Cafe.
Still a better meal than those freaking character meals.
I know, but
except 1900. I stand by that one. That
one's
doing
1900. We're doing Crystal Palace. He's going to love Crystal Palace.
Are you doing Crystal Palace for breakfast or dinner?
Dinner, of course. That's our most obnoxious meal.
so for Disney haters, I guess the strategy is to go ahead and try to find something that they like and tailor the vacation.
Don't do what I'm doing.
Yeah,
tailor the vacation to their wants and needs instead of throwing them into character meals.
So what I've learned with my husband, who is the epitome of the anti-Disney, and it's taken me years to figure this out. I've totally destroyed Disney for him in trying to make him embrace and love Disney. And now I do the complete opposite with him. I do, like, when we were in Epcot and we had reservations at the Boathouse and he wanted to stay in Epcot, I made that happen. I'm like, where do you want to eat? Because it's just easier to put him where he's happy. And then everybody's happy. Because when he's cranky, we're all miserable.
And you know what? I think I could plan a more Disney hater-friendly trip if they were more willing to spend money. That's the problem, is they're really not keen on spending the kind of money. Like, for example, I'd much rather take them to Citrico's. That's an awesome restaurant. And I told Kevin, I said, this is kind of like my home in a way. And I feel like I'm having people come to my home that don't necessarily, they're definitely going to judge it, you know, negatively. But I think if I could, I would do California Grill or Citrico's or whatever. But as such, I'm kind of limited as to what I can do. So, but I agree with you. And I also think we did do well with the resort choice, which is Animal Kingdom Lodge. I think that's a great resort for people who are maybe not big theme park fans because it's so far from everything. You don't have the foot traffic there.
Yeah.
Are you staying at Kidani or Jumbo?
We're at Kidani and they're at Jumbo.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
Well,
that was on purpose.
Stop it, Laura. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You're going to check in and you're going to be like, what do you mean? Our rooms aren't together.
There's a lot of cultural programming at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I personally find it very, very entertaining. I mean, they have like the cultural representatives from Africa. They do presentations. They talk about like all the artifacts that are around the resort. So there's a lot of stuff right there in the resort that you might want to check the schedule as soon as you check in, and take advantage of some of that kind of stuff that kind of exposes that non-theme park stuff that really makes Animal Kingdom Lodge, especially Jumbo House, such a rich resort destination.
I think they'll be blown away by the resort, but that's a good idea. I didn't even think about doing that. So
yeah, all kinds of stuff. And they make sure they check out the flamingo pool, the night vision goggles out on the savannah. That's all down by the pool area.
You know what? They would love the night vision goggles. That's a good idea too.
So all kinds of cool stuff to do over there. And okay.
The fire pit, the marshmallows.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The fire pits.
Those aren't organic marshmallows, Lauren.
Tell them that you had them flown in.
You should go take them to the Wave. The Wave's not expensive, and it's.
You know, I thought about that.
And it's home. It's, you know, farm fresh or whatever food.
For the sleeper, Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yep. Yeah, but you know, the Wave is good. Steve's right. The Wave is good because it's, you know, local food and all that. And, you know,
and it's not
supposed to be healthier. Yeah.
Are they wine
Springs,
people?
Morimoto?
They're seriously wine people.
Take them to Jico. Take them to Jico.
Yeah, Jico.
Sample a couple wines. Do a wine flight with them. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do at Animal Kingdom Lodge that is.
Yeah, but Jico is pricier.
Jico is pricier.
I'm just saying if you just do wine, just go there for a wine flight and maybe do dessert.
Mm. Well, and
kind of a late evening thing. Check the kids into the kids club because they have the Simba's Cub House over there.
Oh, the kids club there is fantastic.
Yeah, go do some adulting at Jico.
Well, and here's one thing I told her. I said, because she actually can handle it better than him. But, she was like, look, John's going to really need to decompress. I'm like, okay, so the rest of us will go to the park at night. He can go back to the room. You have a nice room, gorgeous resort. And I think if you have people who don't – and Lauren, you do this with your husband. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one trip where you were like, Rich is by the pool. He's going to be by the pool. He's going to lay out by the pool and enjoy it. And
he's
so
going to live by the pool.
Right. So, I mean, that's another option is just to say, you don't have to go to the park with us every single day. You could stay back at the resort and enjoy it because, especially at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's plenty to do.
Yeah. What I've discovered with Rich is the less I make him do, the more he's willing to do.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll go if he can get up and have breakfast and go read a book by the pool for a couple hours while we go hit the parks, he meets up for us for lunch. He'll do a couple rides. Then he might go back to the hotel for a little while. Then he comes back and he meets us for dinner. He'll play in the park at night for a little bit. Like, he likes to kind of go back and forth. He doesn't like the all day drudge through the park thing.
That actually sounds kind of awesome.
So once we discovered that, then he's a much happier camper. Like, if I take him around the world and feed him around the world in Epcot, he's a very happy camper.
Well, and somebody mentioned on the Facebook page, because I put a question out and I said, what would you do with Disney haters? And one of them said, go ahead and plan different activities that they might like golfing, if they like to golf.
Mini golf.
Or fishing. Yep. Or even going out.
Splitsville.
Or even, and we're actually doing that one night. Or even going ahead and just maybe checking out the local area, because there's lots to do in Orlando that doesn't have anything to do with Disney.
But sometimes that requires a car rental and extra money.
Yeah,
and that's not
true.
Always an option.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, you know, give your anti-Disney people the space.
Right.
To enjoy it their way, and they're going to enjoy Disney, you know?
And there's a lot of – yeah, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. That's the thing, like, with Rich. Like, I've discovered with him, the more I give him, like, new experiences and try new things, and it's not about the rides and it's about the different experiences, the more – he's into the potential of going, you know?
Okay. What do you think about this tip? So Wendy, who is always commenting on the Facebook page, Wendy, we appreciate that. She writes, my advice is to try to include the person in the planning. Make sure to do things they enjoy. Make the trip as enjoyable as you can for them. Don't take it personally if they don't react the way you want or expect. I like that.
I like that too. The problem with that is when you have the person that doesn't want to be involved in the planning, AKA my husband.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it either.
And
but I like the don't take it personally part.
I like that part too. I agree with that. 100% actually. But because he won't plan anything. He doesn't want to be involved.
I think one thing we consistently hear from people, like after trips, if we talk to a client, is, well, how did it go? You know, you travel in a big group and, oh, my sister-in-law didn't want to do this, or so-and-so didn't. And I do say, you know, don't take it personally. If you have someone who wants to go off on their own, or maybe family members who want to split up or whatever. So
it's for the best.
Right. Yeah, let them go. Is. Yep.
All right, Elsa.
But there's a what Let I was gonna go. Say is there's a lot of cultural stuff to do around Orlando, and there's a lot of attractions that are just off the beaten path. One that's on my list of things to do is the Bach Tower Gardens.
Yes, no I've one goes never, there.
Right, I've never done it, but it's high on my list that I would definitely love to do it next time or sometime when we're down there. If you ever never heard of it, it's Bach Tower Gardens.org. Fantastic botanical gardens and a singing tower, carillon, bells. So really just kind of a cool thing to do.
It all has to come down to the bells, doesn't it, Sharpie?
They're back, yeah. You know,
you could, love those. Can even go over to Celebration. They have cute restaurants, a lake you can walk around and just sort of hang out for a bit.
Well, just laying in a hammock.
Yeah, that too.
You know, catch a movie at night. There's a lot of things that you can do that aren't just oversensory Disney in your face stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, plenty to be found.
Well, I will let all of you know how my trip goes.
Good luck.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Wait, may the force be with you.
Thank you. Also with you.
And also the aspirin.
Wait, did we just get religious?
I know. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? May the force be with you and also with you. It's too
and
Catholic.
With your spirit.
I think that's a good thing.
I almost stood up.
All right. So that was short and sweet. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy the shows, you can download them at iTunes, or you can go to our website, mousechat.net. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.